You're listening to WWLO 89.1 FM, home of Crown Point High School football. Along with WWLO,
okay, I'm back, and we had a little phone line problem there. We're back on the air here at Kiwanis Field, and now the captains, there's four captains for each team, are meeting at the center of the field at the 50-yard line. The four captains for LaPorte and for Crown Point, and this is for the ceremonial coin toss, which was actually held about 20 minutes ago. LaPorte is lining up on the left side of the field, Crown Point on the right side of the field, and it appears that LaPorte has declined, and Crown Point will be receiving the opening kickoff. So that means LaPorte will have the option when the second half begins. So Crown Point will start out on offense tonight with LaPorte kicking off to them. And the Crown Point Bulldogs getting ready now to take the position on the field. Right now, the Slicers are on the field. And they have centered, they have created a large huddle there at the 50-yard line. At the there's a big L and P there at the center of the field. Of course, the initials for LaPorte. And we're about ready to get underway here at Kiwanis Field in LaPorte, Indiana. It's the Class 5A Northwestern Regional Championship game, heard right here on Indiana-Sports.com and 89.1 FM WWLO. And it will be Crown Point on offense first, as LaPorte is scheduled to kick off to the Bulldogs. So we will get ready for that. And lining up in the end zone, looks like there is a prevailing wind going from left to right. LaPorte does have the wind to their back. Crown Point will be driving into the wind as the American flag is waving very briskly now, flapping off to the south of the field. Back deep for Crown Point, the usual trio of Matt Ernest, John Curtis, and Ryan Forney. And looks like we're getting ready to kick off. And I see number two lining up for LaPorte to kick off. And that looks like it's going to be Colton Phelan. Colton Phelan will be doing, that's number 12. Yeah, number 12 is Keegan Parker, the kicker. And the ball is taken by Ernest at the 5-yard line, and he's got a little bit of room. He's crossed the 20 to the 25, and he says, knocked down as he crosses the 25-yard line. And looks like the Bulldogs will be starting right about at their own 28-yard line. So, approximately a 23-yard return on that kickoff. And so Crown Point takes over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line following that kickoff return by Matt Ernest. LaPorte Slicers now on defense, Crown Point on offense. Bulldogs averaging 34 points per game, and it is Mascarella behind center. And behind him, John Sertich. Tommy Parks offset to the right. Right away, Mascarella looking to throw. He throws over the middle, and that is going to be incomplete. Looks like he was trying to hit back out of, I think he was looking for Zach Sesich over the middle to tie it in. So the first pass is incomplete for Crown Point, and that's going to make it second and 10. Also here at the 28-yard line. We're just underway here in the first quarter. And it's Crown Point at LaPorte, no score. And it's going to be second and 10. First play from scrimmage went incomplete. There is a light rain coming down on the field right now. And Sesich in motion from the far side to near the... Now it's a pitch out to John Sertich, and he is stopped as he tries to go around the right end, and the Slicers come in hard, and the crowd is roaring their approval. And the rain seems to have picked up in intensity. It's going to be third down now, and I believe that's a no gain on that play. No gain on that carry by John Sertich. So it's going to be third and 10, as we said, from the 28-yard line. And Crown Point lining up in an I formation. Rain is really coming down hard now. Mastro behind center. He hands off to the second man through. That's Sertich. He has a little bit of room. He gets down. Now he's dumped. After a short gain, he was trying to skip around a defender, and he was brought down. So not much there on that third down play. He did pick up about a couple of yards. Well, it looks like maybe 3 yards. looks like they're going to call it at the 32-yard line, so it'll be 4th and 6 after about a 4-yard carry. And that means it's punting time, and that'll bring up Matt Ernest to punt. And back deep for LaPorte, a couple of defenders for LaPorte to field the ball. Juwan Marshall, one of the deep backs, and it's a swift kick. It's going to go out of bounds at about the 45-yard line of Crown Point. Ernest did not get much of a leg into that one. Looks like his foot may have slipped off the ball, or the ball may have slipped off his foot. So a very short punt out to about the 45-yard line. No return, but it's going to be LaPorte 1st and 10 here at the Crown Point 45-yard line. And here come the LaPorte Slicers, setting up in an I formation. Creed behind center. And it's Aaron Shark is behind the blocking back. The handoff does go to Shark straight ahead. Not much there, but he does pick up about a yard or so. In front of him was number 35, Carlton Austin, as a blocking back. And it's going to be a pickup of about a, well, I guess I was right, about 1 yard. So it's going to be 2nd and 9 at the Crown Point 44. So Shark with 1 yard on his first carry of the night. Now we've got three backs behind Creed. Bohart backfield, kind of a option play. Now Shark has got a little bit more room on this play, kind of a dive play straight ahead. And he's across the 40-yard line to near the 35. Let's see where they mark the ball. Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 37. So about a 7-yard pickup there. It's going to be 3rd and 3. Aaron Shark is quite the running back, 6 foot. 216 pounds. Now, again, three running backs. In fact, they've got the big number 51 in front of him as a blocking back. Now, Shark has got a little room. He's crossed the 35, down to about the 30, and that's going to be good for a first down. Yeah, Darren Kincaid was a big man serving as a blocking back in front of him, and that moves the ball down to about the 28-yard line. So that's a pickup of about 8 yards, and that's a 1st and 10. All right, 9:03 remaining here in the first quarter. No score, but LaPorte is in driving. They've got the wind at their back. The rain is coming down. And Creed hands off to number 35 on a counter play. And that's Carlton Austin. And he picks up a few yards. The play, moving the ball, hit about a yard and a half or two. It's going to be, looks like it's going to be 2nd and 8. So a 2-yard pickup for Carlton Austin. Yeah, LaPorte lining up with two running backs and a blocking back behind Adam Creed. Now the handoff to Shark. He's got a little bit of room. He's across the 25 to near the 20. And a good carry on that play, and I believe that's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where they mark it. No, it's going to be short. Looks like it's going to be about 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 at the 20. So that's about a 6-yard pickup there. Yeah, 6-yard pickup there for Shark. All right, 7:47 to go. Hand off again to Shark. He's got some room. He's going to go in. He's in for a touchdown. From the 20-yard line, a 20-yard touchdown run by Aaron Shark. He broke through the line, and there was nobody there to stop him once he got through the initial line of defense of Crown Point. Touchdown comes here at 7:39 to go in the first quarter of play. So LaPorte is the first to hit pay dirt here in the rain at Kiwanis Field with 7:39 to go. And coming up to for the extra point kick, looks like it's going to be Keegan Parker for the point after touchdown. All right, and holding will be Kyle Bush. Let's see what's going to happen here. They've got the Winston back. Parker, the kick is up. And it is good. It's through the uprights, and LaPorte has taken a 7-0 lead here at the 7:39 mark of the regional championship game over Crown Point. And you're listening to WWLO 89.1 and IndianaSports.com.
Homes of the 20th century build for the future with uncompromising standards. Larry and Jerry Lupke, general contractors for the homes of the 20th century, have a century of experience. Their phone number is 219-942-0608. That's 219-942-0608. Or visit them on the web at homes20.com. Again, that's homes20.com. Homes of the 20th century are proud sponsors of Crown Point High School Sports.
Capel Auto Group is the respected industry leader for Buick and GMC in Northwest Indiana. They've recently added Cadillac, Hummer, and Pontiac to the Capel lineup. Their ultimate goal is to earn and keep their customers' business. They're a proud sponsor of Indiana High School Sports. They're located at 3209 West Lincoln Highway in Maryville. Their phone number is 219-769-6381. Again, that's 219-769-6381.
And we're back to live action. Ryan Forney with a great kickoff return. He picked up the ball there at the 5-yard line, and he was able to bring it upfield past the 40-yard line as he goes out of bounds at about the 43-yard line on the near sideline. And so Crown Point coming back after that touchdown run by Eric Shark. And Crown Point will be in pretty good field position to begin this drive. As Forney returns it to the Crown Point 41-yard line. So Crown Point first and 10 at the Crown Point 41 here with 7:30 to go. All right. Mascarella behind center. Forney in motion. And the ball is handed off to Forney as he goes to the far sideline, but he is corralled down as he tried to stretch out the defense. The Slicers were there to sniff it out. And so there's no gain on the play. In fact, there's a little bit of a loss in the play as he's tackled behind the 40-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 41. Looks like they're going to mark it right at the 40-yard line. So a loss of 1 yard on the play. It'll be second down and 11 on the loss of 1 yard carry by Ryan Forney. No huddle. Ground point going right at it. High formation. One receiver to the near side. And another receiver just split off from the near left side. Hand off to Sertich. Straight ahead, off right tackle. He gets a few yards, not much there. Quick opener. And he's brought down relatively quickly at about the 44-yard line. And that's John Sertich with a carry. And here was 6:30 to go. Ball is marked at the 44. Pick up a 4 yards on the play by Sertich. And that makes it 3rd and 7 from the shotgun. Mascarella. Three receivers on the far side, two receivers on this side, and now in motion, Tommy Parks. Mascarella on a run straight ahead, and he gets a pretty good run past the 45 down to about the 40-yard line of LaPorte, and that was a run all the way, faking the spread formation. Mascarella straight ahead on a keeper. As Mascarella calls his own number. And that was a great call there by Crown Point as it was looking like it was a pass play all the way. So now it's down at the LaPorte 41-yard line. So a 15-yard carry by Mascarella. And a first down. So it's first and 10. Now three receivers spread out on the left side. That's my side, near side. Handoff goes to Sertich. He's got a little bit of room. He's tripped up, though, right away. No, it's number 29, a different running back. And that is Russell Chick. Russell Chick, one of the big men. He's carrying the ball. And he goes straight ahead, and he gets about 4 yards on the play, it looks like. The ball is marked at about the 38-yard line. Okay, so that's a pickup of 3 for Russell Chick. It's going to be 2nd and 7 for Crown Point. So different look in the offense here for Crown Point. Mascarella again behind center. This time a receiver to the far side and one to the near side. That may be just for looks. There's a handoff again to Russell Chick straight ahead. Chick is a pretty big man. He's 5'8", 180. And a little bit there. He does drive the line ahead. He's inside the 35-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. And just checking here, looks like he's down to about the 34. So a 4-yard pickup by Russell Chick. That's going to be a third down and 3 now for the Bulldogs. Here come the Bulldogs up to the line of scrimmage, this time showing just one receiver split off to the right side, I formation, and it is, again, Chick in the backfield. Mascarella behind center. Again, a handoff to Chick, straight ahead. And he does get some yardage. I think that may be enough for a first down as he's inside the 30-yard line, and they are moving the first down marker. So Crown Point with a first down here as the ball is now at the 29-yard line and a 5-yard pickup by Russell Chick. And Chick had done some good things last couple of games, a couple of games ago when the second team was seeing some action. Now Chick has seen some action here in the first half. All right, Crown Point now with a couple of receivers to the near sideline. That's near me. That's Forney and Ernest. And it's Mascarell behind center, I formation. Again, it is Chick. This time he stopped right away, and he's brought down. Wow. Number 51 was there making a stuff. That was Darren Kincaid, the big senior, 6 foot, 242 pound. He was right there right away, and that's a loss of a couple 3 yards, putting the Bulldogs back to the 32-yard line, a loss of 3. So running Chick 4 times in a row, and the 4th time, LaPorte was ready for him. 2nd and 13 now for Crown Point. Here come the Bulldogs up to the line. 3:20 to go. LaPorte is up 7-0 here in the first quarter of play. Two receivers near side, one receiver to the far side. Forney in motion near. Now he splits out. Mascarella slips and falls as he was trying to roll up to his left to pass. His feet slipped out from underneath him. It was an unforced fall to the ground. His feet just slipped in some mud, and that's a down and just a unfortunate turn of events there. And that's a loss of a few more yards. It's going to be 3rd and 19 now. So a loss of 6 on that play by Mascarella. An unforced loss. All right. Mascarella behind center. I formation. 3 receivers on the field. This time it's a handoff again. This time it's John Church. He's trying to split it out to the far side. He might be close to the first down mark. No, to the original line of scrimmage. He's near the 30-yard line. He had a long ways to go as he was back at the 39. Now he's up to the 29, and it's 4th down. So 4th and 10 for the Bulldogs. Yeah, about a 9-yard pickup there by Sertich, which was very admirable. But the Bulldogs now with a 4th and 10. From the 29-yard line. I would imagine the Bulldogs would probably try to go for it, but what kind of a play do you call in this kind of a situation? Too short of a field to punt. Not practical to try to do a field goal into the rain and into the wind. The wind is still blowing pretty vigorously as the American flag is waving very vigorously, and Crown Point decides to take a timeout to think about it. They're not sure what they want to do immediately here with 1:37 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout as well. LaPorte 7, Crown Point nothing here on WWLO 89.1 FM and IndianaDeskSports.com.
Quick Copy Printing offers a wide range of printing and copying services. They're located at 1180 North Main Street in Crown Point, right next to the Jewel Plaza. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their phone number is 219-663-7799. Again, that's 663-7799. Crown Point High School football is brought to you by Mulk Realty, a family-owned and operated residential real estate broker serving Northwest Indiana for over 30 years. Their phone number is 219-662-3000, or visit them on the web at mulkrealty.com.
And we're back live here at Kiwanis Field here with a minute 37 to go in the first quarter play. LaPorte with a 7-0 lead over Crown Point, but Crown Point with the ball. However, it's 4th and 10 now for the Bulldogs from the LaPorte 29-yard line. They're in the opponent's territory, but they're going into the wind, and it's raining out. Not a very good situation for a passing opportunity. But Crown Point does show a spread formation. 3 receivers to the near side and 1 receiver to the far side, and a slot back off to the left with Mascarella in the shotgun. Now Parks in motion going to the right. Mascaro looking to throw. He's under the rush, and he's sacked. He is sacked. Mascaro is sacked again by number 51 of LaPorte. Somehow he broke through there. That's Darren Kincaid. Kincaid has been there for a couple of tackles for a loss and or a sack. And Mascarella is sacked by Kincaid. And LaPorte is going to take over first and 10 at the 39-yard line, of their own 39-yard line, I should say. So that Crown Point drive comes to an end with no points to show for it and a minute 33 to go here in the first quarter of play. All right. LaPorte stepping up to the line of scrimmage again, showing the three backs in the backfield. Creed hands off to Shark. Shark's got a little bit of room as he's tripped up at about the 44, 45-yard line. And a number of Crown Point Bulldogs are there to bring him down, but Shark was able to make some mileage or yardage out of that play. It looked like it was going to be held up for no gain. But he's there now at the 45, and that's a 6-yard pickup where it's going to be second and 4. Here come the Slicers. Creed behind center. Hand off to the first man through. That's Kincaid, the big man, big 51. And he's tripped up as he brings it across midfield. And that's going to be a first down for the Slicers. The ball is going to be marked at the Crown Point 49-yard line. So Kincaid with a 6-yard pickup. First and 10 for the Slicers. Again, that same trio. Handoff this time goes to number 35. And that's Carlton Austin. And he goes off what appeared to be off left tackle and brings the ball up to about the 45-yard line. And that's going to be a 4-yard pickup for the Slicers. All right, here comes LaPorte again. Second and 6. At the Crown Point, 45. Creed behind center. He's waiting for the clock to count to Adam Creed. Now he's audibling something. The handoff goes to Austin, 35, off to the right. And he stopped there up to about the 10-yard line. And short of a first down, Carlton Austin, the ball carrier, brings the ball down to about the 8-yard line, a 4-yard carry. And that's going to make it third. And where are we at here? Third and 8? Third down from the 8-yard line, I should say. That's going to be third and 6. Should be third and 6 from the 8. All right, there's the ball. Hand off to Shark. Oh, he may go all the way in. He is in for a touchdown. As he rolled off left tackle, and he had nobody there to stop him. So it's an 8-yard touchdown run by Eric Shark. He is incredible. Very difficult to bring down. Aaron Shark with a second touchdown of the night here with 9:28 to go in the second quarter. All right. Keegan Parker coming up for the point after touchdown kick. And Kyle Bush will be the holder. He's going to try to make it 14 and nothing here. Here comes the snap. Ball's down. Kick is up. And it is good. So Parker converts on the PAT. And that makes it 14 and nothing here with 9:28 to go. LaPorte over Crown Point here on WWLO and 89.1 FM and Indiana-Sports.com.
Sam's Cafe serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner at 8251 East 109th Avenue in Winfield. They're a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports, and their phone number is 219-662-1402.